This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition parties reviewed the government's action and agreed to continue the cooperation of the alliance in high-level political mechanism meeting. NMA agrees to get back to work with a six-point agreement with the government. And Turkey-Syria earthquake death toll passes 28,000 as rescue hopes dwindle. Now, the news in detail. A meeting of the House of Representatives is taking place today. In today's meeting, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is submitting the fourth annual report of the Tharu Commission. Likewise, Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel is making a statement regarding the half-yearly evaluation report of the fiscal year 2079-80 budget. Meanwhile, Speaker Debraj Ghimire will present a condolence proposal on the death of Nepali Congress Member of Parliament Karma Ghale. The meeting of the high-level political mechanism involving the ruling coalition parties reviewed the government's action and agreed to continue the cooperation of the alliance. In the meeting of the mechanism held today at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar, it has been agreed to continue the discussion by strengthening the cooperation. After the meeting, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden reviewed the government's action and informed that there is an agreement to continue the cooperation of the alliance. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Lingden informed that the issue of returning the Rashtriya Swatantra Party to the government was discussed in the meeting, but there was no discussion about the presidential election. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, UML Chair KP Sharma Oli, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chair Rajendra Lingden participated in the meeting. The government of Nepal has decided to set up a labour health desk in Nepali embassies abroad. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has decided to set up health desk in embassies at the special initiation of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Following the instruction of Prime Minister Dahal, after completing the homework, the ministry has decided to set up a separate focal desk to address the problems of labourers and workers working in different countries abroad. In the third week of January, the Prime Minister called the officials of the ministry along with the Labour Secretary and told them that the Nepalese living abroad had to face many problems and sufferings during their foreign employment and instructed them to set up a desk to deal with the problems of the Nepali workers living abroad. Informing the ministry's decision, Labour, Employment and Social Security Secretary Eknarayan Arial expressed his belief that this decision will help in professional rights, security and promotion of all workers abroad. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that the government media houses should run keeping up with the provincial structure. Speaking at an event organized in Dang today, jointly organized by organizations for the working journalist in the district, including the Federation of Nepali Journalists, she also pledged to keep media in tune with time by amending all media-related laws. She said she would take initiatives in running government medias, including the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti from the capital of the respective province itself. On a different note, Minister Sharma said that the postal service, which was operating under the legal structure dating back to 2027 Bikram Samvat, is to be restructured soon. Federation of Nepali Journalists Dang Chapter President Durgalal Kesi presided over the program, while Press Center Dang Chapter Chairperson Pandab Sharma moderated it. The Nepal Medical Association, NMA, has decided to put off its protest program for the time being following a six-point agreement with the government. The NMA had taken to the street by suspending the OPD services across the country today in protest against the physical assault on a doctor on Friday. According to NMA former chair Dr. Mukti Raj Shrestha, who was also in the talks team, the two sides reached a six-point agreement and with this, medical professionals are to get back to work. NMA had decided to halt medical services in protest of an attack against a doctor by security personnel during security management off at the time of the troubles of the BVIP. The agreement states that the security personnel involved in the incident has been suspended and an investigation will be completed within a week. The agreement further stated that the government will make necessary arrangements for the treatment of the injured doctor. The Beni Jomsom Road leading to Mustang from Magdi is being closed for 6.5 hours every day from tomorrow for road upgradation. The schedule of traffic movement and closure of the Beni Galeswar section of the Beni Jomsom Road has been prepared in order to speed up the upgrading work on the section of the road. Assistant Chief District Officer of Magdi, Arjun Sharma, informed that the road section will be closed for traffic from February 15th through 19th. I beg your pardon, February 15th through 29th from 6 to 8 in the morning, 11:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon, 8:30 to 11 during the night. Arrangements has been made for the movement of emergency services vehicles. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescue groups have said the unrest in southern Turkey has disrupted the rescue efforts in some places following Monday's deadly earthquake. The death toll in Syria and Turkey from the earthquake has surpassed 28,000 and hope of finding many survivors is fading despite some miraculous rescues. German rescuer and the Austrian army paused search operations on Saturday, citing clashes between unarmed groups. One rescuer said security is expected to worsen as food supplies dwindle. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would use emergency powers to punish anyone breaking the law. State media reported yesterday that 48 people had been arrested for looting. Several guns were seized along with cash, jewelry and bank cards. United Nations aid chief, who was in Turkey, described the quake as the worst event in 100 years in the region. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has confirmed that another unidentified object has been shot down over North American airspace. He said the latest object violated Canadian airspace and was shot down over Yukon in northwest Canada. Both Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled to track down the object, which Mr. Trudeau says was taken out by a U.S. F-22 fighter jet. It is the third object to be shot down over North Korea in the last week. Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand told reporters that latest unspecified object was flying over central Yukon at about 12,000 meters and intercepted at about 15:41 local time on Saturday. The latest object's appearance over North America comes just a week after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was also destroyed by the United States. China has denied the balloon, which first entered U.S. airspace on 28th January, was used for spying purposes, saying it was a weather device gone astray. The U.S., however, said the balloon is part of a fleet of surveillance balloons that have flown over in five continents. Officials have said more than 5,000 pregnant Russian women have entered Argentina in recent months, including 33 on a single flight on Thursday. According to the National Migration Agency, the latest arrivals were all in the final weeks of pregnancy. It is believed that the women want to make sure their babies are born in Argentina to obtain Argentinian citizenship. The number of arrivals has increased recently, which local media suggest is a result of the war in Ukraine. Argentina's migration agency head said the Russian women had initially claimed they were visiting Argentina as tourists and added that Russian women wanted their children to have Argentinian citizenship because it gave more freedom than a Russian passport. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province No. 1, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Paschim Province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province No. 1. At present, there is a general influence of westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 22.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition parties reviewed the government's action and agreed to continue the cooperation of the alliance in high-level political mechanism meeting. NMA agrees to get back to work with a six-point agreement with the government. And Turkey-Syria earthquake death toll passes 28,000 as rescue hopes dwindle. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.